Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's welcome in Brian Geltzeiler, host on Sirius XM NBA Radio. He also contributes at NBA TV. Brian, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what
new
I'm looking
season,
for.
B.
Here's what I'm looking for, Geltzy. I'm looking for one guy in the national media to write off the Warriors. Are you willing to do that?
No. Listen, and I picked them to be in the play-ins before the season began. I did not have them as a top 6 team in the conference, and I didn't have them as a top 6 team in the conference because I felt strongly about the NBA sent us a message last year that youth was being served, and this is a team that, at least going into the season, their four most important players were, you know, 35, 36, 36, and 39. Something that I hoped would happen for the Warriors. And I like that you guys bring me on at this point because I do get to do my victory lap, because for all the times I've joined you guys, I have not wavered about my feelings about the kind of player Jonathan Kuminga is. And he is showing you very early in this season, with being given a role that he's comfortable with, a role that he can excel in, and Steve Kerr's support and Steve Kerr's belief in him, that the kid's a heck of a player. So when you look at, like, again, a night like last night, Kuminga goes for 25 and 10. Moody's got 20. Pajemski plays really well. If you're going to get your young guys playing real well, well, there's some youth that can serve the NBA on the Warriors as well that will keep them hanging around. Because my big fear with them was one of Draymond, Steph, or Butler goes down and it really becomes a struggle. And don't get me wrong, that's not ideal, and there's going to be a time that all three of those guys miss games this year. That I promise you guys. But with those other three guys playing the way they are, especially Kuminga playing the way he is, and Warriors all of a sudden look like a team that can keep their heads above water being down one of those guys.
Yeah, no doubt. BG, is always good to talk to you. New season. And, you know, I was taking bullets. That's too strong. But, you know, I was getting criticism on the Kuminga front because, you know, I said what he did against Minnesota in the playoffs after getting DNPs from a mental standpoint, give him the Nobel Peace Prize. But now he looks like it's early, BG. You said it. He's blossoming. Let me ask you about Al Horford. When you heard that news, you know, he hadn't played in the last couple of games. He's going to play tonight. But what do you think about his fit and where he can help this Warrior team get?
He's a great fit. Here's the thing, Darryl. You need him upright come April. And everything that they do in this regular season is going to have to be with the thought of having those four older guys upright come April. And that's one of my fears for the Warriors, is that picking your spots to make sure that you have these guys healthy enough and striking that delicate balance between that and making sure that you're good enough to be in the top six, because I think it becomes very hard to make any kind of meaningful playoff run having to come from that play. And we have seen teams do it, but it's not easy. And for this Warrior group, for any group for that matter, the least amount of playoff games you have to play, the better, right? If you're starting in the play-in tournament playing playoff games, and then in the play-in tournament, you're guaranteed to not have home court, it all gets a lot tougher. So that's the balance here. So when I look at Horford, yeah, you know what? We're still in October, boys. Sit Horford when you have to sit him in some of these spots. He's 39 years old, but he provides an essential element to this team, because the thing is, what Horford allows you to do is play some five-out stuff, is play some four-out one-in with Draymond playing screener out high. He allows you to get involved in some pick-and-roll stuff, do a little more driving kick stuff, a little less motion stuff that the Warriors like to do. And frankly, some of that stuff benefits Kuminga's skill set as well. Mm. So it kind of diversifies how Kerr wants to run plays and do things a little bit. So, he's a great fit. But again, 39 years old, you're going to need him on the floor in mid-April and May if you're going to make any meaningful run.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's a host on Sirius XM NBA Radio, also contributes at NBA TV. Here's one thing I'm trying to get at, and I know it's a long season. Opponents are shooting pretty well right now against the Warriors, even through four games. It's, I think, above 50%. And I'm trying to figure out how good they can be defensively. They're going to have to play Curry, Butler, Green, and Horford a fair amount, at least when the games count. And I'm trying to balance that savvy and the know-how and the experience with their age, plain and simple. And I'm trying to figure out how good of a defensive team they can be if they're going to rely on the three or four older guys so much.
I think they can be an excellent defensive team because Butler is still a really good defensive player. Al Horford, even at 39 years old, is still a good and effective defensive player. He guarded Giannis effectively last season. Very few can do that. Mm. Horford can guard, and we know who Draymond Green is defensively. And from what we've seen here early on this season, that's not waning either. What's interesting to me is how do you manage those four guys and pick your spots with the three young guys or who needs to be in what spot? Because we know, listen, Steph competes defensively, but he's never been the best defensive player. And quite frankly, at 36, he's weakening in that area. It's the only area of his game he's weakening, but he's weakening a little bit in that area. And that's understandable. That's not a criticism of Steph. My point being is that the emergence of Moody as a guy that can knock down some shots and guard people, I think, is enormous for the Warriors. And I think makes a big difference when you get later in the season. He's a big physical guy. He's athletic. If he shoots it well enough and gives you one more shooter, all of a sudden between Butler and Green and Moody and having Al Horford on the floor, you can have a shutdown type of defense. So that's the one guy I would look at as an interesting piece there is Moses Moody, because I do think there's the potential there for him to be, he plays pretty good defense now. I think he can be even better.
Hey, and BG, that's where I was going, because I don't know if you remember last year at one juncture, you kind of said to some anonymous GMs out there, Moody might be more attractive than a Kuminga was back then. But with that being said, what's the ceiling for Moses?
The thing about this is, Moody, I don't worry about his ability to guard people. I think he's a very good defensive player. He's got to make three-point shots. And, you know, he started the season. He was 5-7 last night. He's shooting it great from three right now. But that's got to be something that remains for him. He has to, you know, listen, last year he shot 37%, the year before 36%. If he can get up to 39 or 40, well, there's your dude in the playoffs. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with shooting 37% from three. But if you're going to play him the amount of minutes they have to play him at some point, you're going to need to do that. Because the other thing is this, keep one thing in mind. Kuminga's going to still play a big role in the playoffs as well with this stuff, especially because Horford's a 30-minute-a-game guy. You know, you're going to push Dre and Steph and Jimmy to 40. You're tempting fate. If you can keep those guys in the 32 to 34 minute range, well, who's got to suck up those other minutes? You're going to need Kuminga and Pajemski. But I think my point is on Moody is you want, because he's the best defender of those three, you want to be able to lean into him a little bit more, and him just ticking up a little bit with the three-point shooting. And again, we're very early this year, guys. It's worth noting. But at least from what we're seeing this year, Moody looks like he's going to be on the upswing shooting from behind the arc. And that's a wonderful thing for the Warriors, not only throughout the regular season, but into the playoffs.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's a host on Sirius XM NBA Radio, also a contributor at NBA TV. I know it's only a week into the season. Man, the optimism around here for the Warriors is sky high. It feels like you know, a lot of people think they can go deep. And again, it's really early in the season. Anything strike you from, let's just narrow it down to the Western Conference. I'll just give you what I'm like. I think Memphis is going to struggle this year, and that might not even that's not a hot take or anything, but I looked at them last night, and I'm like, I think they're in a little bit of trouble. There might be another team where San Antonio, you're like, man, they're ahead of where I thought, but what? How would you answer that?
A couple things here. Number one, I San Antonio was the first place I was going to go because I you know, Victor Wembanyama is making a jump in front of us right now, guys. That is just, it's more, listen, I figured he'd be better, but the shot quality is so improved. I heard a number from Kirk Goldsberry on the Zach Lowe podcast from yesterday that was interesting to me. Wembanyama last year, I forget the exact context of the stat, but essentially he's only taken like 11% of his shots outside the paint. Like everything is in the paint right now. And if he solves that shot quality thing, the dude is just lethal. And it looks like he solved it. So you look at San Antonio and the most interesting part of San Antonio is what do you do with De'Aaron Fox now that he just signed to a contract extension and is poison pilled this year, where frankly, you don't need him. You're almost better off without him because you just don't need the ball. Harper's look terrific. Stephen Castle, who I didn't think would make a jump, has made a jump offensively and looks really good. They don't even need Fox. And this team has all the looks, if Victor Wembanyama stays on the court, of being a top six team in the Western Conference. The other team, and I did pick this team to be at the bottom of the play-in, and I know they've just gone through a very difficult situation with what happened with Chauncey Billups. I like the Blazers. I think the Blazers are going to be pretty good. It's an athletic team. Holiday gives them an adult in the room, which I think they desperately needed. Denny Avdija is the most underrated player in the entire NBA. Okay, he's terrific, Denny Avdija. And Donovan Klingon has made a jump in the middle. And they got some young guys to bring up. This is they don't want to have Scoot Henderson right now. Everybody loves Jan Hansen. And so he's going to end up getting some minutes there and play. This is a team that's got a lot out in front of them right now. It's a really interesting team. As far as the top of the conference is concerned, listen, Houston's not going to stay like this. But I will say this about Houston. They're going to have to make a trade. You don't bring in Kevin Durant because you don't think you can win a title this year. But if you look at their record with and without Freddie VanVleet last year, it was a stark difference. They were a much better team without him on the floor. And what you've seen through a couple of games for the Houston Rockets is a major, major struggle for them to kind of have some direction in their offense. And this whole idea to make Amen Thompson a point guard takes away a lot of Amen Thompson, what he likes to do. And it's interesting because his brother early in the year has outplayed him with Detroit. But there's a clear reason. Asar's not a better player than Amen. Amen's a slightly better player. Asar's excellent, but Amen's a slightly better player. Asar Thompson's a secondary ball handler because Cade Cunningham plays point guard. Amen Thompson's a primary ball handler there. They need a point guard in the worst way. And guys, I can promise you this, it ain't going to be Reed Sheppard. I wouldn't let that guy guard my spot online at the bank. He is a horrible defensive player. Okay, and doesn't appear to be interested in fitting in a team concept with that group. And I'll tell you something, with the Celtics looking bad, if Derek White becomes available, the Rockets may have to dangle a couple of those good Phoenix picks to the Celtics because that's probably the perfect player to fit in. Mm-hmm. Another guy to look at in Houston that's interesting is potentially CJ McCollum, who I don't think would be as good a fit as Derek White, but he would come in and fit in there well.
Oh, BG, you're on fire. My wife's not listening, but you already hit on top of it. I'm in love, and it's with Wimby, man. I feel like what people felt back in the day watching. I wasn't there, Wilt, but like this dude's special. But I do got to ask you about Philly. There's no Embiid and no Paul George, but Edgecombe and what's my guy's name? Maxey. I mean, what do they got something going in Philly?
Yes. Listen, it's Maxey, first of all. Maxey's another guy I've just said about four or five guys that have taken jumps from one year to the next. Maxey may have made more of a jump than any of them. He looks fantastic there. And the fact that Edgecombe doesn't have to have all the ball in his hands all the time. And it's a bizarre thing to watch two young guys, but a rookie walk into the league and fit in next to someone as well as Edgecombe has fit in next to Maxey. The two guys, they look like they've been playing together their entire lives. These two. It's amazing. It really is. And I think the tough struggle for Nick Nurse here is going to be, well, Joel Embiid's going to have to be a little bit of a role player until he shows you that he's a dominant version of himself. And that's a challenge for Nick Nurse to get him to do that. The other thing that's going to be an issue is Paul George is going to have to change his style of play. Listen, Paul George very much is an isolation player. No one says this about him because he's been largely effective for most of his career, but he's a ball stopper. Ball gets in his hands, and all of a sudden it's hold, look, jab, step, dribble. And then he'll decide if he's going to the basket or he's going to take a mid-range fadeaway. He's going to need to be like kind of a more 3D guy on this team because the ball's better off in Maxey and Edgecombe's hands. So when you look at what has to happen adjustment-wise there, that's going to be the hard part for Nick Nurse with these two guys that are netting $110 million between the two of them. And you got to figure out how to turn these guys into role players. The other guy is, we're bringing up Philly, I want to shout out, Kelly Oubre has been terrific. And for a guy that's, you know, had attitude issues and behavior issues over the years, he's the adult in the room there. He's a team guy. He's scoring a lot, but he guards. And his purpose out there is to help enhance both Maxey and Edgecombe. And he's been terrific there. Philly, I did not expect this out of Philly. I'm enjoying watching it. I'm surprised. I didn't even have them in the top 10 of the East. But with the way they look and the way they're playing and the weakness of the Eastern Conference, they can hang around a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game, host on Sirius XM NBA Radio. He also contributes at NBA TV. I just made a bet with Guru, Geltzy. I said that the Lakers would not finish in the top six in the West.
I took it, BG.
What do you think?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know, I would probably take it too if I were you, Dal. Here's what I'm going to say. Listen, LeBron's got this sciatica issue, and I got some air quotes up there, okay, in terms of who knows how bad it is. For LeBron, he wants to make sure he's on the floor later in the year. He is self-aware enough to know that he's going to be 41 in 2 months. And so who knows how bad all this is, but I think he's kind of watching to see what it is, what he can add, and how good this team's going to be. And I think what you've seen out of Luka, and then what you've seen the last two games out of Austin Reeves and Luka's matchup, if LeBron doesn't think there's enough to work with there to have this team be a team that can hang around in the West, then I don't know what to say, because I think there is enough there. Ayton has played pretty well. He had one bad game. The last two have been good. You know, Ayton looks good. And so if you have that, listen, in the end, I don't know that the Lakers are going to be able to get enough stops against the real tough teams at the top of the West, the OKCs or the
world, the Minnesotas, the Denvers, and even if you want to roll Golden State and Houston both in there, I don't know that the Lakers are going to be good enough defensively. I mean, it's the old adage, guys. You can hide one and you can't hide two, and it's going to be very hard to hide both Luka and Austin Reeves. And Austin Reeves, for all of his great offensive play, is still not a good defensive player. He really isn't. So I think that's going to be the hard part. But yeah, top six, you could see it happening if they stay healthy. So I'm not a bad bet though.
BG, I'm a little nervous about my guy Clay. He'll always be a Warrior, and we got love for him. Steiny told me we followed him his whole career. He's a notorious slow starter, but there's something that's just hitting a little different when he's missing early in Dallas. And then also, what have you seen from Flag? It's not bad, but I can't put my finger on it, but I'm like, oh, this might take a while.
So let's take an 18-year-old number one overall pick, okay, and start him day one in the NBA at a position although he can play the position, but he's never actually played it on a long-term basis. And then you're going to put him a point guard? Like, the kid's so good, and he's going to be so good. But this isn't easing his transition at all. And I get that the Mavericks' whole thought here is we want to go compete for a title. But I just think you can take the parallel paths of doing that with the understanding that you have to put Flag in the best developmental position possible, because that's going to be what's best. Listen, Cooper Flagg's not going to be a rookie anymore come March. Okay, he's going to have played a lot of games. So you want to get him as comfortable as possible, but play him in the right position. Play him at 4-3. Don't play him at point guard. And listen, I understand where Jason Kidd's coming from. D'Angelo Russell is such a ball hog and takes such bad shots. And on a team like that, where you have so many guys that can move the ball, that can score the ball and make plays, you know, from Clay to Anthony Davis to PJ Washington to Flag, you do want someone out there that's going to move the basketball a little bit. I get that, but I don't know that you can put that responsibility on an 18-year-old kid. Yeah. And that's kind of where I'm a little puzzled. Clay, listen, part of the problem that Clay has right now is they are playing with no point guard. Now, you know, Russell last night, late in that OKC game, they were down one, had a possession, brought the ball up the floor. Anthony Davis sets him a screen, and he jacks a 25-footer off the dribble with his left hand moving right. Okay, and misses short, and they never get closer. Like, that's D'Angelo Russell. Like, that's the kind of stuff that he does. So I get where Jason Kidd's coming from. But I'll also say this about Dallas. They look dispirited. They look disorganized. The energy doesn't seem to be there. I'm not sure what's going on there, but there's something there that's just not hitting right with that group. It's going to be like this until Kyrie Irving comes back, because Kyrie Irving is truly the glue that holds that whole operation together.
You're the man, BG.
Geltzy, thank you so much as always. Appreciate you.
Guys, always my pleasure. Let's do it again soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.